Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Becoming Fluent in Leap, How to Get to Partnering is the second book in Xavier Amador's Leap series, and a practical communication guide for people who already know the basics of Leap but struggle to use it consistently under pressure. Leap stands for Listen, Empathize, Agree, and Partner. And it is presented as an evidence-informed approach for breaking entrenched conflict and rebuilding dialogue in difficult relationships. Amador frames fluency as the central challenge. Understanding the steps intellectually is not enough, because real conversations move quickly, emotions run high, and old habits like correcting, persuading, or arguing reappear. The book focuses especially on the partner phase, where the relationship becomes collaborative enough to support constructive next steps, including behavior change. Through a wide range of real-life examples, it emphasizes practice, repetition, and applying Leap across many contexts, so the method becomes natural rather than scripted. I will give you key takeaways from this book. An Azendis of Camels. Firstly, Leap is a skill, not a script. Why fluency requires immersion. A central idea in the book is that Leap works best when it becomes second nature. Amador compares becoming fluent in Leap to learning a foreign language. You can memorize vocabulary and rules, but you will not speak smoothly until you use the language repeatedly in varied situations. This matters because the most challenging conversations are rarely calm or predictable. When someone feels criticized or controlled, they often dig in, and the other person responds by pushing harder, producing a familiar cycle of argument and withdrawal. The book's emphasis on immersion reframes progress as practice rather than perfection. Instead of evaluating yourself by whether you followed every step flawlessly, you focus on building communication reflexes that keep conversations connected even when you disagree. By showing Leap applied in different kinds of relationships, the book encourages cross-training, using low-stakes situations to strengthen listening, empathy, and collaboration skills before applying them to higher stakes conflicts. The result is a more realistic path from knowing the method to living it consistently. Secondly, listen and empathize under strain reflective listening that prevents escalation. The first half of Leap, Listen and Empathize, is presented as the foundation for everything that follows. The book addresses a common failure point for readers who already know Leap. They intend to listen, but quickly shift into correcting facts, offering advice, or defending themselves. Amador emphasizes reflective listening as a practical tool that signals respect and reduces the other person's sense of threat. Listening in Leap does not require endorsing claims you believe are wrong. It requires demonstrating that you understand what the person is saying and why it matters to them. Empathy then builds on that understanding by acknowledging feelings, fears, and values without turning the conversation into a debate. This approach is especially relevant in relationships that are emotionally charged, including situations involving resistance, mistrust, or repeated conflict. By prioritizing connection over winning, listen and empathize keep the channel open long enough for any later influence to become possible. In that sense, they are not soft preliminaries but the main mechanism for preventing escalation. Thirdly, agree without surrender. Finding shared ground and delaying contrary opinions. Many people avoid the agree step because they confuse it with conceding. The book clarifies that agreement in Leap is not about accepting the other person's conclusions. It is about locating genuine areas of overlap. You can agree on goals, values, preferences, or experiences even when you disagree about explanations or solutions. This distinction is important because agreement creates a sense of alignment and fairness, which reduces defensiveness. Another recurring challenge is timing. Amador highlights how quickly giving a contrary opinion can derail progress, even when the opinion is reasonable. Leap encourages delaying disagreement until the relationship is stable enough to handle it. When you do share your perspective, the method aims to do so in a way that preserves rapport, avoids humiliation, and keeps the other person engaged. The practical message is that truth-telling is not only about content, but about context. By learning to separate being understood from being right, readers are better able to keep conversations productive and avoid the repetitive argument patterns that damage trust. Fourthly, partnering as the goal, moving from rapport to collaborative action. The book is explicitly designed to help readers reach the partner stage, where communication becomes cooperative enough to pursue concrete next steps together. Many readers report that Leap improves the tone of a relationship, but stalls before any meaningful change occurs. Amador addresses that gap by focusing on what partnering looks like in practice, framing problems as shared, asking for input, offering choices, and building plans that respect the other person's priorities. Partnering is positioned as the stage where influence becomes ethical and effective because it is grounded in mutual respect rather than pressure. In high-conflict situations, pushing for change too early often backfires, while partnering creates the conditions for negotiation. The book's emphasis on influencing behavior change reflects this, rather than trying to win arguments about what someone should do. you build enough trust to explore what they want and how you can work together. This approach is relevant for families, professionals, and colleagues because it applies to any situation where sustainable change depends on voluntary cooperation. Lastly, applying LEAP across contexts, family, professional, and everyday impasses. A notable feature of the book is its use of varied real-world situations to demonstrate how LEAP translates beyond one type of relationship. By presenting stories across contexts, it reinforces the idea that the method is a general communication framework rather than a narrow clinical tactic. The same listening and empathy skills that help during a tense family conversation can also help in workplaces, service systems, or other settings where people feel misunderstood or controlled. This broad application supports the book's immersion theme readers develop fluency by seeing the same principles expressed in different language, with different stakes, and with different relational dynamics. It also helps readers identify their own habitual triggers, such as the urge to correct, the fear of being manipulated, or the need to end discomfort quickly. Practicing LEAP and lower intensity interactions can strengthen confidence and reduce reliance on scripts. Over time, the reader learns to approach conflict less as a contest and more as a problem of connection and collaboration, which is what makes partnering more attainable. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who have encountered LEAP before, often through Amador's broader work on communication and conflict, and want more help turning the method into a reliable habit. Family members navigating recurring impasses, mental health, and helping professionals, and leaders dealing with resistant or mistrustful stakeholders can all benefit, because the focus is on building cooperation without coercion. The practical value lies in learning how to keep dialogue alive when emotions rise, reflective listening, empathy that does not require agreement, and discipline timing around when to offer opposing views. The book also offers a clear destination, partnering, which moves LEAP relationship repair to shared problem solving and potential behavior change. Compared with many communication books that emphasize persuasion techniques or quick to escalation tricks, becoming fluent in LEAP stands out by treating influence as a byproduct of trust and alignment. Its fluency framing is especially useful. It gives readers a realistic expectation that mastery comes from repeated use across many situations, not from reading once and trying a single perfect conversation. If you would like to support Xavier Amador, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.